This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's speak about the remaining aspects of the Kaaba, and we'll start off with the Multazam. Now, the Multazam is that area between the Hajrul Aswad and the door of the Kaaba. That area is known as a Multazam. Whoever makes dua here, his dua is readily accepted at this point. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to cling onto this part of the Kaaba to the extent that his cheeks would touch this place. He would spread his arms out and his chest would also touch this place, and he would say, "Hakadha ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaf'al." This is how I saw the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing at this point and at this place of the Kaaba. So the word multazam or the word iltizam means to cling onto. You should try and cling onto this place and make dua. Whatever dua you got, you should try and pour out your heart at this place, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept those prayers of yours, because it's a very blessed area of the Kaaba. And then we have, next to the multazam, we've got the Babul Kaaba, the door of the Kaaba. Initially, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, he had placed two doors. One was the entry point and one was the exit point. And when he built the Kaaba, the door was attached to the ground. It wasn't raised as it is at the moment. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that, "O Nabi of Allah, why is the door of the Kaaba raised? Why is it so high?" So the Prophet of Allah explained that, "O Aisha, it is your people, that is the Quraysh, that had raised the door of the Kaaba, and they did so in order to control who could enter the Kaaba and who could visit the Kaaba." Essentially, when the Quraysh rebuilt the Kaaba, they closed off the second door and they left only one door open, which we see today, and it is raised from the ground so that they could have full control of what's happening in that part of the Kaaba. Now, the door of the Kaaba is opened twice a year, during Sha'ban and also during Dhul Qa'dah. And only special dignitaries and special VIP people are invited to enter the door of the Kaaba and enter the actual Kaaba for the procession of washing the Kaaba. So that's as far as the door of the Kaaba is concerned. We also know that the door of the Kaaba is gold plated. So the first Khalifa, that was Walid ibn Abdul Malik, he was the first Muslim Khalif to gold plate the entire door of the Kaaba. Now this was a Umayyad Khalif, an Umayyad ruler. He had sent 36,000 dinars, that's gold coins, to the governor of Mecca, and he had instructed him that the door of the Kaaba and the Mizabur Rahma, that's the water spout, these two areas, they should be fully gold plated. And so he became the first person, the first Umayyad Khalif, to actually gold plate the door of the Kaaba and the Mizabur Rahma. And then you have the Shadarwan. Now, this is a Persian word. Shadarwan is the sloping panel at the external bottom part of the Kaaba. It's found on three sides except the Hatim side. So if you look towards the lower end of the Kaaba, on the external side, you'll see there's a slope there, a white marble slope which tapers around the wall of the Kaaba. It's found on three sides except the Hatim side. Now, during the time of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they had enforced the lower end of the wall so that it could be protected from floods, and also to grant reinforcement to the foundation of the Kaaba. According to the Shafi school of thought, if you stand on this part, you have to repeat your tawaf because it's part of the Kaaba. However, the Hanafi see it differently, and they say that this is just to indicate that this is to strengthen the foundation and not actually part of the Kaaba. The next one we have is the Hatim, or it's also known as the Hijru Ismail, the room of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala came to the Kaaba, she asked the Prophet of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, I want to perform two rakats, or I want to perform salah in the Kaaba. Make arrangements for me. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held her by the hand and took her to the Hatim and said to her, O Aisha, if you perform salah in this area, it is as if you have performed salah inside the Kaaba. So when the Quraysh were building the Kaaba, they ran short of pure funds. I say pure funds. And so to indicate that this is part of the Kaaba, they made a semicircular wall to indicate that this is part of the Kaaba and we don't have the funds to complete it. Ever since, it has remained like that. And till today, alhamdulillah, people get the opportunity of entering this area and performing salah therein. Women also get an opportunity to go there. Now, within the Hijru Ismail or Hatim, if you look above you, there is the Mizabur Rahma, the water spout. This is a gutter which is used to channel the water when it rains and also when they are washing the Kaaba. This was built by the Quraysh in the 35th, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 35 years of age, when they were rebuilding the Kaaba. At that time, the Quraysh had put up the Mizabur Rahma. Prior to that, there was no wall, so there was no need for the Mizabur Rahma. Let's move on. If you are coming towards Rukne Yamani, now you need to picture a second door, which I spoke about earlier on. As I mentioned, that there were two doors previously. One was the entry point, one was the exit point. So on the opposite end, when you look at this, when you picture the second door, the area between the second door and the Rukne Yamani corner, that area is known as Al-Musta'jar. Al-Musta'jar. So this is an area where du'as are also readily accepted. When a person gets a chance, let him try and make du'a here. So you need to picture the second door, and the area between that and the Rukne Yamani is known as a Musta'jar. Now, let's go to the Rukne Yamani corner. These are very significant corners. That is the Rukne Yamani corner and the Hijr al-Aswad corner. The Rukne Yamani corner is extremely important because this rests on the original foundations of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's building. So the two corners, the Hajr al-Aswad corner and the Rukne Yamani corner, these two corners are on the actual foundation of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's building. And therefore, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make istilam of two corners. One is the Hajr al-Aswad corner and one is the Rukne Yamani corner. So that space, the space between Rukne Yamani and Hajr al-Aswad, it's a very blessed place. There are many thousands of angels that are stationed there, and their job is to say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. That is, whenever a person makes dua, the angels ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. The Sahaba say that we have only seen the Prophet of Allah touching two corners, between Rukne Yamani and Hajr al-Aswad and the Black Stone itself. Other than that, the Prophet of Allah did not make istilam of any other part of the Kaaba. So we must also keep that in mind, inshallah. Let's talk about the Kiswa. Kiswa is the draping of the Kaaba. It's also known as the Sitara. Now, the first person to drape the Kaaba was Asad Himyari. And in the initial stages, the Kaaba was not draped. And when they did start draping the Kaaba, it was draped in different kinds of material and different colors also. It was also open to the public. Whoever wanted to drape the Kaaba, they could do so. So there would be multiple layers and multiple drapings of the Kaaba at once. However, during the Khilafat of the Abbasid Empire, now we know the Abbasid dynasty, their official color of their Khilafat was black. So when they took over, they started draping the Kaaba in black. And ever since, it has remained in black till today. But if you look, alhamdulillah, yesterday I had the opportunity of performing Salah there, just close to the Multazam, and I had the opportunity of gazing at the Kaaba, the door of the Kaaba, and some of the inscribings and whatever is woven onto the draping of the Kaaba. So if you look at the door of the Kaaba and the draping around there, just above that, where the Kiswa is located, you'll find different ayats of the Quran. I had managed to make out some of those writings. I had picked up Surah Quraysh, Li'ilafi Quraysh, woven onto the draping of the Kaaba. And then I've seen the verses of the second juz of the Holy Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That is to indicate with regards to the changing of the Qibla from Jerusalem to Kaaba. And then you also got the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, or Allahu Rabbi. And then I've also seen that they have the Ayatul Kursi inscribed or woven into the draping of the Kaaba. And at the latter part, towards the end of the draping, you see that this Kiswa has been produced in Makkatul Mukarramah, and it has been donated to the Kaaba by the current king. So that's what's written on the draping of the Kaaba. MashaAllah, beautiful atmosphere out here. And just before Maghrib, the atmosphere is magical. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us time and again to this place. There's one, two other things I want to mention. For example, if you look on the lower end, where the Shadarwan is, or where the white marble is, on the external lower end of the Kaaba, there are 8 brown bricks that are laid there. 8. They say that these are very rare bricks to find, and it has been embedded within the Shadarwan, within the white marble of the Kaaba. And if you move about a meter towards your right, you'll see there's a yellowish plate. There was some inscription there, but it's difficult to make out what's written there. But there's a yellowish plate there, and towards the left-hand side, as I mentioned to you, there are 8 brown bricks. If you get a chance, come closer to it when there's not many people, and you'll be able to see that. And between those 8 bricks, and between that area and the door of the Kaaba, that's where the Maqam-e Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, was also located. But when the flood came in the 17th year after Hijrah, during the Khilaf of Umar ibn Khattab, after that flood, Umar ibn Khattab had moved the Maqam-e Ibrahim to where it is today, few meters away from the Kaaba. That area which I'm talking about, just after the door of the Kaaba and the Shadarwan, or the 8 bricks, it's also known as the Musalla of Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. That is when Salah was made compulsory upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam had led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam twice in this area. It's also known as the Musalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this is a good view to... this is a good insight into the Kaaba and its important locations. I hope this can benefit us whenever we come to visit the Holy Lands and the Kaaba Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and bring us here time and time again.